Well, it was a good thing that there's no pictures on a win-loss column. You know, a win is a win, and we're so ecstatic that you know, ended in that fashion. I think that's pretty sure that's the first overtime game that I've ever played in, and for us to pull it out was huge. There was clutch plays all over the place, and I can't say enough about Blair Walsh. For him to nail the field goal that was, what, 50-something yards? 55 yards. You know, and his first real action was unbelievable. And then to put us ahead in overtime was great. And obviously, he's a great weapon for us to have an offense. Takes pressure off of us where we know that if we're close, he's going to get us points regardless. And Adrian getting back, I mean, that's obviously it changes the game. You know, he ran with a purpose today and was so dynamic. And we're so excited to have him back. And Percy obviously catching the ball and running the ball as well. And he's made plays left and right, and guys stepped up in a big way, and it didn't start off that well, and a lot of that has to do with me. You know, I got to set the tone for this offense and play with a sense of urgency, and I didn't, and we changed that around going in that last drive of the first half, and then continued that in the second half. And again, a win is a win, and this one sets the tone for the rest of the year, and we're going to enjoy this for the next 2 days and move on and focus on Indianapolis.
What's your thought process? What did you say when you got in the huddle with 20 seconds left?
Well, you know, even before we had to go out there, you know, I was telling guys that, you know, we're going to be in a two-minute offense. And I don't know if guys believe me, but I told them that, you know, they got to stay in it. And fortunately, they did. And we were focused. And you know, the mindset was that we've got to go out. And we had one timeout left. We need a completion. And you know, if you can score. If not, then get down. And fortunate that Devin got open and caught the ball and got down. We called a timeout and then hit a flat quick to get some extra yards, and then Blair put it through the uprights. And again, can't say enough about that guy.
You don't look down early in the game, and what changed late in the second
quarter? Well, I mean, it starts with me, and I didn't play that well, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know why, but you know, I got in my mind, I changed my attitude about the game and said that I got to pick it up and change this and create a sense of urgency and get it out of the huddle and started just letting the ball go, and I did that, and you know, this offense is going to go you know, with how the quarterback plays. I mean, he sets the tone for this whole offense, and I got to make sure that I'm on my A game all the time, all four quarters, and you know, it's something to learn from, and next week it'll be better. You know, I got to start from the play one to have that sense of urgency.
Are you
uptight?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It was uptight. I mean, there was some nerves, I think, for anyone. I mean, any time that you're playing in the first game of the year, there's going to be a little nerves. But, yeah, I just got to get settled in and go out there and forget it and just go play.
What about you connecting with Harvin on this couple screen passes? Kind of got yourself and everybody else going.
Yeah, it did. You know, it makes my job a lot easier when you can throw a little short screen pass and Percy can turn it to 20, 30 yards, whatever it is. I mean, he's so dynamic, and I think it's important for us to, you know, just get completions, and once you get a completion, you start getting in a rhythm, and I got to do a better job of not forcing things downfield and take checkdowns and get those completions where we can get our wheels going and everything underneath us.
Were there some plays that you made out there today that you don't think you would have been able to make last year because of your experience recognizing things?
I don't know. I mean, I think probably. I can't think of anything specific, but I think the game's definitely slowing down, and I'm able to see the field better. So, you know, probably can say that I made some plays attributed to that, but I don't know.
Is there any one particular run by Peterson that stood out in your mind?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, he had several great ones and several long ones, and especially on the goal line. I mean, they were playing quarters, so they had the safeties down low to stop the run, and we still were able to punch it in with him. And he's so good with the ball in his hands and such a playmaker and a gamer. And I mean, for him to work his butt off and get back here since December 24th, fourth of last year, it's huge and it's paid off.
Those last two completions for the Walsh kick, is that pretty much how you wanted it to work out? So can you please get something maybe?
Yes, exactly how we had it planned. We were just trying to give you all a show, so that's why we took it to overtime. You know, first home crowd, opening game. So, no, I mean, you know, we needed completions. Obviously, we knew that, and we figured that, you know, a lot of defense expect you know, the ball to be thrown outside, and fortunate that we had timeouts left to use, and we were able to complete the ball over the middle and get down and call a timeout, and so I mean, it just worked out, and that's something. You know, football is a situational game, and we work every day on certain situations, and Coach Frazier does a great job of implementing that in practice, and that hard work paid off tonight.
What was
Christian now took you to a touchdown before halftime, knowing that
huge. We hadn't had points all game, and they were up 9-0 at that point, and we knew that we had to get points on the board, and went into a 2-minute offense, and when you get in that, naturally your sense of urgency is going to pick up, and I think that was a great starting point for us to set the tone for that second half, and fortunate that we were able to get a touchdown, and I think that changed the momentum for sure.
It seemed like late in the first half and late in the second half, they kind of softened things up, and you guys seemed to find a lot of mismatches in their zone.
They were playing cover two pretty much the whole game, and they were pretty soft in coverage. I think that they were trying to make us run the ball and make me be patient and force balls downfield. And I turned the ball over once on that fumble, which obviously I wish I could take back. But I don't think they really changed their mindset. I mean, they were definitely softer on that last drive of the fourth quarter. Not playing pretty good defense, not trying to give up big plays, and we were able to take advantage of it.
Before you actually got, until you found Percy, was that him not being open? Was that you not seeing him, a combination?
Maybe a combination. I know specifically one play where I missed him early on that would have changed that. But, it's important for us to get the ball in Percy's hands, obviously. I mean, he's a playmaker and a guy that really helps this offense. And I got to do a better job of finding him and getting him the ball.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, like I said before, he's a heck of a player, and some guy I'm a guy I'm very comfortable with and getting the ball to, and he finds ways to get open, and he's a big time target and a good weapon on this offense.
You have to have a long up here, so long. You have Blair steps up with ice in his veins. How did that affect you guys, knowing that he was confident in those situations?
It takes a lot of pressure off of us as an offense, knowing that if we get it close, or not even that close, I mean, 55 yards. If we get it on their side of the field, there's a good chance we're going to get points. And for a guy that's so young, to handle that pressure in his very first game is a testament to him and how good of a player he is. And I think he's going to be a Viking for a long time.
As teammates, what's it like waiting to hear the official word on Anderson?
Well, we knew well before y'all did. I think in his mindset, if Coach would have said no, I think he probably still would have dressed out and played. It was very important for us. I mean, we're excited to have him back out on that field. And obviously, Toby's done a great job, and he still does a great job when he's in there. But Adrian, obviously one of the best backs in the league, and now the leading Viking, owning that record is the – why can't I spit this out? Yeah, career rushing yards. Good Lord. Obviously he's a big part of this offense, and we're happy to have him back.
Christian, for all you guys talked about finishing through this entire offseason here, this is probably not the way you draw it up, giving up a touchdown with 20 seconds left, kicking a 45-yard field goal, but how important is it that you guys did this in game one?
Huge. I mean, if you look at last year, we had an overtime game that we lost against Detroit, and for us to go out and turn it around Coach Frazier's two words they always use are execute and finish, and it was a four-quarter ball game and then an overtime game, obviously, and we finished. And we finished in the right way and finished on top. So.
Last couple. You feel like you're a different player than you were a year ago, and you're just kind of taking steps to be where you need to be or want to be?
Well, I have shorter hair than last year. I think definitely I have more confidence in what I'm doing. I'm just more comfortable with what I'm doing. I think that naturally happens when you're in your second year in offense or playing in the NFL. Everyone, my teammates are doing such a great job of making more comfortable what I'm doing, and they're so accountable, and they make my job a lot easier. This does have a different feel to it than last year.
Did everybody know the overtime rule as you guys came back out? You needed a touchdown to end
it? Yeah, we did know that. For us to win in overtime with that rule, I mean, we could have ended it a little sooner if it was last year's rule, but everyone knew it. Everyone was well aware of it, so. Oh, it's huge. I mean, I think that shows you how athletic he is. The guy's a freak, and obviously I'm very comfortable with him being at left tackle, and that was a big play for us. And obviously, if that didn't happen, then I don't know if it would have been a tie game at the end. So that was a huge play by him.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.